Reports coming out of Syria suggest more civilians have been killed by the U.S.-led coalition. Local sources say war planes have dropped bombs containing white phosphorus in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor. Our reports say a number of civilians have been killed and others injured. Attacks by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria have surged over the past week, killing a growing number of civilians. U.S. forces are operating in Syria without a U.N. mandate or permission from Damascus. Crossing over to Toronto, joined by author and journalist Eric Wahlberg. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, we have reports of more civilians being killed by this U.S.-led coalition. What has to be done? I mean, obviously, unfortunately, it's not going to be covered by the mainstream media, what is happening on the ground. What needs to be done in order to change this reality for the Syrian people?
This white phosphorus is a perfect example of how the U.S. is backtracking on its commitments to disarmament and to peace. This was in violation of a 1980s convention on certain other weapons, which meant specifically weapons that explode and kill civilians. And the U.S. signed this in 1980, and Obama, after criticism of using white phosphorus, Obama signed it in 1960, or in 2000, and 2009. And the U.S. is in violation of one of its conventions. Now, perhaps Trump will just rip up this convention too, like he did with the Intermediate Nuclear Arms Convention that he tore up last week. So it's just another example of how the U.S. is backtracking against its commitments.
More and more, it seems as if the United States is a rogue state that basically does what it wants when it wants to, and dares others to actually disagree with his actions, and probably will try to punish others, other countries, if they dare to stand in its way. I mean, what can the international community do about this? And when the international community is the United Nations, and of course the United States has given the United Nations the majority of its budget, can the people of the world actually expect any type of equity there?
Well, Congress now is Democrat, and there is already a move to push Saudis to stop their war in Yemen. So here's another example that the Democrats could use this to condemn Trump for violating U.S. International agreements. So this is a possibility that the peace movement, it's gaining, as the world descends into war, the peace movement is picking up. And there are peace groups in Canada, Plowshares. It got the Nobel Prize with others for their anti-mining, landmine convention. So there are peace movements and there are the Democrats, and there is foreign opinion. I don't think any country, even Britain under the Conservatives, do not approve, I wouldn't think. Although Britain was the first one to invent and use white phosphorus back in World War I. So I don't know, there should be a way forward now with public opinion. And this is a good case of taking the U.S. To court, if you like, to abide by its commitments.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Toronto, author and journalist Eric Wahlberg.